DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
A man's been charged with attempted murder by detectives investigating a suspected stabbing in Canterbury. Police sealed off an area near to the Westgate Towers in the city after a 19-year-old was seriously injured on Thursday. A 20-year-old from London is due to appear in court via video link later.
This is KMFM News.
Ed Miliband set out Labour's manifesto for next month's general election. He's promising to cut the deficit every year, increase the minimum wage and create more NHS jobs. The Tories and Lib Dems have criticised Labour for not issuing an exact timetable. Meantime, as the countdown to the general election continues, KMFM has paid a visit to every Kent constituency to find out what voters are most concerned about. Today we're focusing on Dover and Deal, where Charlie Elphick has been the area's MP for the past 5 years. In our special online video guide, political editor Paul Francis says the seat is hotly contested.
UKIP is polling strongly in some parts of this seat, and with the port and the proximity of Calais, the stance of the parties on immigration is doubtlessly going to affect the final outcome.
And these voters have been telling us what they're most concerned about.
With the age going up for retirement, how are these kids going to get a job?
Jobs, I think that we need to be doing more to encourage employment in the area.
Housing as well. My sister's just moved out of her place and is having to move to Ramsgate to find somewhere. She's got two children and all they could do is put her in a B&B.
Details of all the candidates in that area and that video guide to the constituency are at Kent.com. Decides.co.uk.
KMFM News.
An investigation's underway after two young men from Tunbridge Wells were killed in a crash in Sussex. The 20 and 21-year-olds, who've been named locally as Carl Careford and Michael Owen, died when the car they were in hit a church wall and overturned. It happened on Rotherfield Road in Crowborough in the early hours of yesterday. Police investigating an alleged sex assault in Maidstone have made another appeal for anyone with information to contact them. The victim, who's in her late teens, claims she was pinned to a wall and held around the neck as she walked along Queen Anne Road on Saturday the 14th of March. We've tweeted an eFit and link to a description of the suspect via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
A charity is warning women with breast cancer in the UK are often leaving it too long to report a possible symptom to their GP. Breast Cancer Care says 17% wait over a month, whilst 5% choose not to get checked out for more than six. Fiona Lewis was diagnosed with the disease in 2012. She waited 2 months before going to the doctor.
I just thought, oh, well, no, it's nothing to worry about, really. And it was only once it had gone on, I thought, no, this doesn't feel quite right. And talked to somebody else who'd said, well, if anything's wrong, go and get it checked out. Obvious, isn't it?
And four people, including a 15-year-old boy, have been charged by police investigating the theft of £10,000 worth of TVs from Faversham. Officers were called to reports of a break-in in the Idle Work store in Sidings Close last Wednesday. Two men from the town and a third from Sittingbourne are due in Crown Court later this month, whilst a Sheppey teenager is expected before magistrates.
KMFM Showbiz.
Gravesend actress Gemma Arterton has missed out on picking up a top Theatre Award. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz news this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, she was nominated for Best Actress in a Musical at the Olivier's for her role in Maid in Dagenham, which closed over the weekend. Among the winners was Murder, She Wrote star Angela Lansbury, who picked up the Best Supporting Actress prize. Receiving her award on the ITV1 programme, the 89-year-old said she couldn't believe it.
Here I am, creeping up to 90 and feeling like $1 million because I'm in London, I'm here in this magnificent hall, and I am with all of you. My roots, where I began.
And The Fault in Our Stars was one of the big winners at the MTV Movie Awards in LA overnight. It picked up three prizes, including Movie of the Year. Meantime, Bradley Cooper got Best Male Performance for his role in American Sniper, while Robert Downey Jr. was given the Generation Award.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's James Treadwell will be hoping to be in the England team as they get their first series, Test series against the West Indies underway later. The first of three games is taking place in Actuga. Fast bowler James Anderson is likely to win his 100th Test cap. And in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos are through to the final of this season's playoffs. They beat Milton Keynes Thunder 9-5 on aggregate in their semi-final over the weekend to set up a final with Whitelink Raiders. That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.